The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Okay, I was thinking, let's say you're super into the Olsen twins, right? And they're hot chicks, right?
And who's into these Olsen twins these days? No one.
Well, they're still hot chicks.
I guess. You don't really hear much about them.
Yeah, anymore. But we all know them.
All right.
Okay, and you don't have any images of them to pleasure yourself to? If you watched an old episode of Full House, is that, like, illegal or borderline illegal? It's like, listen, they're not that age now, but you need some kind of visual.
Yeah, but they're they weren't hot.
No, they weren't hot, but you still need something to look at.
In fact, they weren't even that good looking as kids. They were kind of chubby.
They were ugly kids.
Well, only one of them was on there, but
they switched them off. They're both on there.
To a certain age, I think.
No.
A whole time?
I'm making it up, but probably. That's what I do.
Well, one of them's probably a better actor than the other, right?
They fucking stand there.
But they can't be the exact same. They can't have the exact same talent level just because they're twins.
No. They do because they both did fucking nothing. So, yes, they were both exactly the same level.
By the end of the show, though, they were like, what, 8 or 10 or something?
21, 22.
They're like 2 and 87, and yeah, they were like 10 or 12. They were pretty old at the end.
Yeah. Again, it's a shitty sitcom, so, I mean, they're pretty much doing the same thing, both of them.
Didn't they all decide that they're still going to still live together? Like, everyone's going to move out. And
Yeah. I'm not sure if I kept watching it, but I recall, I might be wrong, but I think, like, even Uncle Jesse and Uncle Becky and their twins lived there in the house too, I think.
Yeah, they lived there and they were going to move out. And then I think they're like, why don't we just live together? Yay!
Yeah, listen, that's nice for a show. That's not reality. We need our fucking privacy. I'm raising my own family now.
Everyone would hate each other.
Yeah.
Living with people is the worst.
It's horrible.
If you want to hate someone, move in with them.
Yeah.
That's because you'll hate them. In small doses, you can get along with just about anybody. If you can't get along with someone, if people don't get along with you in small doses, then you must be an asshole.
Well, a lot of people are. I mean, it's true. It's as they say, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, when you barely see someone, it's all good times. You know, when you get together, it's all the fun stuff. When you're with somebody all the fucking time, you know, it's the real world creeps in and most of it's not pretty.
That reminds me, I was thinking about human nature and if you think about it, think about any asshole you've known in your life.
Everyone, yeah.
They all have friends. They all have a group of friends.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's, and everyone's like, that guy's an asshole, but he's got friends. So
they,
is he just
they don't seem to mind him being a huge asshole.
Yeah, are they friends? Or, you know, a girl, too. You know,
a little bitch, yeah.
A girl can be an asshole.
Even if a girl's an asshole, we just still call them a bitch.
Either way, that type of person, they always got friends. And you'd think, like,
people would just say, like, you know, fuck that guy.
You think assholes always have friends, but the people who don't have friends are usually pretty nice people overall.
Yeah.
That loser sitting at home on a Saturday night, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a little bit creepy maybe or whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like chicken or the egg. Am I a little creepy because no one hangs out with me? Or, you know, or was I just creepy to begin with? I don't know.
That's why no one hangs out with him?
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit that assholes have lots of friends.
People put that on you that you're creepy just because they see you alone all the time.
So everyone pretty much universally knows that to get anywhere in life, you have to be an asshole, right?
Yeah, and then when you grow up, you're an asshole. People might see you as, like, you know, cutthroat, a go-getter, not like you, a no-getter. And, you know, maybe you'll do good in business. You do good at your job.
Every businessman who's successful
is a piece of shit. Yeah.
There's no nice guys in business.
Come here, buddy. Oh, I'll help you out.
And if they are, they're poor and not very good at business.
Yeah, actually, they probably don't have a job. So, yeah, I'm going to say that they're most likely
unemployed
don't exist.
People are really nice. You ever notice that?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Won't treat for lunch because they're poor, but still pretty nice.
Yeah, they haven't treated you for lunch. Do you ever, like in movies, like, hey, let's go for lunch?
Yeah, I might treat, buddy.
We'll catch up.
I mean, maybe like, you know, Burger King, shit like that a few times. What? Not, you did once.
I did?
Very rare you actually bought a meal for me.
You must have been a hard time.
I was. And you knew it. And you treated.
It doesn't seem like me at all.
It doesn't, I know. I mean, for the most part, I'm the one buying for you.
Yeah, I'm not a real generous guy.
You are a piece of shit.
It really hurts to open up my wallet. Like, I'll buy shit for me all day. Like, eh.
Hooray!
Hey, you gotta live. Like, I gotta pay bills, whatever. But if I gotta buy something for someone, I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
A real cheapskate.
Yeah, well.
Skinflint.
I didn't.
Which is an odd expression.
I didn't get all this wealth from buying people shit.
All the wealth you don't have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen, I didn't get to be so poor by buying things for everyone. You'd think I did something to be poor.
No, you just live. I mean, you start off poor, so it's not like you did anything.
Yeah. You know what's weird?
I mean, you can blame your parents, I suppose.
How come, for the most part, your parents are poor, you're going to be poor. Your parents are rich, you're going to be rich. How the fuck does that work?
Well,
I guess it's because your parents know people and you already have those connections.
They push you into the water, the better ship, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they push you off. If you're poor, you got like a little rowboat with one, you know, one oar.
Hey, and some people, they make it work and they fucking build
something.
Yeah,
you can. You can use that one oar and get out to, you know, get somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's a lot harder. You're rich. You're on this yacht. Like, here, oh, this is easy. Easy street. People know, you know.
Yeah, I guess
your father's got connections.
You go to a good school. You have the money for that.
You have no debt because, you know, your parents paid for your schooling.
And then you, your father owns a company and you get a fucking job there, or his buddy is the CEO of some place.
There's a lot to overcome when you've come from a poor middle class family. I mean, it's not easy just to head out into the world like, I'm going to do it.
Oh, shit, I wish I was middle class.
And even all this bullshit, like, well, if you believe in yourself and work hard, like, yeah, but even then, there's a lot of people who believe in themselves and work hard and get nowhere.
Yeah, they're idiots for the most part. A lot of people believe in themselves, and they're fucking worthless. Like, I'm not sure what you believe. That doesn't make it true, okay? You might believe you're awesome, you're smart, you're handsome.
That can go a long way, though.
Doesn't make it fact, buddy.
It can go a long way.
I guess... I mean, I'm sure it has at some point in history, but what I see is a bunch of assholes wandering around thinking that they're better than they are. Meanwhile, they're nothing. And I like to remind them that they're nothing. That's why I want to be...
How often do you get beat up if you're reminding people that they're
nothing?
Yeah,
I don't remind
people. Are you over there? You're nothing.
I wish I could. That's why I want to be rich, so I could treat people like shit and tell people what I think.
I think if you're rich, you wouldn't care.
No, anymore. I'll make myself care.
Dude... I think a lot of your bitterness would go right away. I know for me, I wouldn't care about anything if I was rich.
I know. Like probably,
any envy I have would be fucking gone.
I mean, odds are I wouldn't, but I would hope that I'd be able to keep some of the fire in my belly and remember that it's my dream to step on people.
Well, you could step on ants.
Figuratively and literally.
You still got it over on ants.
Nah, listen, they're fucking bugs.
They're pretty smart.
Are they? That's instinct. I don't know if
they're smart.
Dude,
they have... You know that ants are pretty civilized. Like, they have a...
Civilized. They have tea parties.
You know they have, like, a morgue, right?
Do they?
Yeah, they say take all the dead ants to one spot.
I don't know if it's a morgue. Elephants have a morgue, too, I guess.
Do they? I know elephants mourn their dead.
They all go to this one spot. Like, in the wild.
Like... Could you tell the difference between elephants? Like, they all look the same to me. Like, who died? I don't know.
I'm sure they know.
They have to take a roll call. All right, Tim, are you still alive? Yep.
Here.
John? Oh.
I guess it was him.
John's dead. No, I'm over here. I was going to the bathroom.
No, but you know what? I'm sure they know. They can tell. But isn't it funny that, like, when people first started going over to, like, Asia... the white man could not tell them apart at all? Just like by their features?
Hi, I'm Christopher Columbus. Who are you? We already met. You already ravaged our house and raped my women.
I don't know if they did that in Asia.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Only in the Americas.
Oh, you're telling me I was here already? All right.
It's funny how, I mean, it is racist, but is it? It's not like he's like, I fucking hate these guys. I refuse to recognize their, you know, differences.
You know, it's weird because I'll see people that I know, like I went to college with that girl. But I'll tell myself, like, I'm not sure it's her, so I won't say anything. I won't say hi. And then you notice that she sees you, and she's giving you weird stares. She's doing the same thing. Like, this happened the other day. I was in the grocery store. I'm like, I went to school with that girl.
Did I bang that chick?
I mean, we were like school friends. Like, I sat next to her in college, and we talked, and we were a couple of groups together.
Group sex.
No, I knew you'd say that. It's so predictable, Mark. But I was like, I'm too afraid to say anything to her, because what if it's not her? Like Amy? Like,
yeah, whoa. What if you said something to a girl? Oh, my God. That'd be insane, right? And if you didn't know her? Holy shit.
And then I think, what's the fucking point? I mean, I don't even
care. Yeah, really, there really is no point. Like, I'm just like, you know there's no point to talking to anyone? Or pretty much doing anything?
I do feel good about myself when I'm friendly for a change, which is rare, but every once in a while...
There's a nickel, buddy.
Not like that. I just like, I was outgoing today. That was pretty nice.
And you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, it's feeling
for doing something that a normal human does on a daily basis?
I'm not a normal human. That'll have you know.
I didn't know.
If I was a normal human, it wouldn't be a big deal. I'd be out right now.
That's true. You wouldn't be doing a podcast. Yeah.
Normal humans don't do... Normal humans don't talk into a microphone to six people and think that they care what he has to say.
No, I know they don't care. Come on.
They must care if they're listening.
They might listen. They still don't care. It's like, I'll listen, but, you know, what are you going to do? That's how I am with everything. Look, I listen to people. I don't care what they have to say. I have no respect for them, their opinions.
You don't listen to podcasts you don't like, though.
No, that's true.
You have a very particular taste in things.
I do. That's why I hate most things.
Yeah, you have a real negative attitude.
Yeah. I'm sick of people who have positive attitudes because I feel it doesn't get... There is no difference.
I think I said a couple weeks ago, like, abnormally positive people and abnormally negative people are both annoying. We debated which is more annoying.
But there's no fucking difference. They'll make some bullshit claims. Like, there's a study that, you know, positive thinking... Listen, studies don't mean shit. A group of smart guys get together and they fucking ask three guys questions.
Hey, they're my fellow scientists. I told you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I got a microscope. I'm a scientist now.
It's fucking meaningless. If you walk around thinking that everything's shit and nothing's worth doing, but you still go about your fucking day, do your job to the best of your ability, live your life, or you're some asshole with a fucking shit-eating grin on your face and you're thinking how life's gonna be awesome and things are gonna turn around, but you still go about your day doing your job to the best of your ability,
blah, blah, blah.
Same fucking thing.
Yes, I disagree.
Same life.
I think that a positive attitude can help you, but an unrealistic attitude where you're not reading situations right, that's where it comes in wrong. Where you think, like, oh my God, everyone loved me. And then, like, no, I'm pretty sure they didn't like you at all. Like, if you're that type of guy who just gets everything wrong.
Wait, how about if it's more internal? Then it makes no difference. Like, I'm not going around saying, oh, there's no point to anything. No, I feel that
we're all going to die anyway.
Yeah, listen, I feel it on the inside, but I go about and live my life. Now, on the other side of the coin, this asshole, you know, things are going to turn around, things are going to be better one day, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's still doing the same thing you're doing. You're both doing the exact same thing, living the same life, but one's positive, one's negative. No fucking difference.
You really think that?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think that a positive person might be more successful.
Why?
Because they're taking more chances because they're not afraid. Because they thought, like, I could do that. The negative guy, he's not taking any chances. Because, like, why bother trying to go that job? I'm not going to get it anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. Why are you assuming people are taking chances?
Because when you're confident, you go for
Who
things.
Says anything about being confident?
Same
being,
thing.
Being positive and being confident are two different
things. I don't think they are. They're all in the same club.
I disagree.
Dude, that person who's always positive is going to take more chances. Because they're not going to think that there's something negative going to happen from it. I'm going to go... That girl, I'm going to go up and ask her out because I think I can get her. Or, Ugh, what's the point? I'm going to go for that job.
You know what? Even if you don't think you'll succeed at something, we still do try it, don't we?
Not as much as the positive person.
I don't know. I'm still of the opinion it's
the same. That's because you're a negative person. That's where you're coming from. You want it to be the same, but it's not.
But you're a negative person.
Yeah, but I'm smart enough to know that if I was more positive, things would be better for me.
So why don't you be more positive? You don't want a better life?
Because I have low self-esteem. You know this.
Why don't you want a better... You like being like this?
No, but what am I going to do?
You live like an animal.
Listen, people don't change.
You don't even change your clothes.
I'm not going to all of a sudden, like, tomorrow be, the fucking bell of the ball. Like, oh, Klein's here. I can't wait to see what he has to say. Klein's in the corner again, sneaking out without saying goodbye to anybody. That's me. That's me forever. That's
when
it.
When you sneak out, do you tiptoe like we all picture? Or do you just walk?
Yeah. I carry a plant. So that plant seems to be moving. Nah, it's just Klein. He's leaving.
Do you think anyone actually tiptoes when they sneak? Or is that just a cartoon thing?
I think tiptoeing takes too much noise. I think if you slowly move your foot.
Like, yeah, I would do that back in, the old days, living at home with my parents, coming back in really late and I don't want to wake them
they
up.
They probably heard you every time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's hard not to, if you're walking around, it's easy to, be quiet. You take those really slow steps. But just walking in, you have the doors and shit like that, that's hard to be quiet.
See, if I had a kid, I'd have them where they have to punch in when they get home.
Okay. Time clock, yeah.
Yeah, so when they get home, like, what time you were out till last night? No, I got home at 10. Well, you clocked in at 2:30.
Why would you lie if you fucking clocked in? You know that's
the time.
Some
people are liars. Liars. They'll lie to the bitter end. They don't care.
Like, well, then they would just say, like, oh, shit. I did get in at 10, but I forgot to clock back in, so I came down and clocked in then.
You know what I did is I'm smart, so I just turned back. I just changed the time on the computer. So then it was right. Like, he comes home at 10 o'clock exactly. Even though I was up and I didn't see him come in, it was weird.
Hey, card doesn't lie. 10 o'clock.
Maybe you got to punch in to get in the house. That'd work.
No.
Because your kids are going to love you if you do these kind of, give you these kind of rules.
Oh, yeah. No, which
either... Kids like structure in their lives.
I mean, that is true. And beatings. You know what you do? You have... Quit making all this racket, asshole. Jesus Christ. But, they have those kind of alarm things where all it is are these two little plastic pieces, and when you move one apart from the other, the high shrieking sound comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And they put that in the doorway.
Yeah.
That's all you do. Like, oh, what time did you come home? Yeah, I fucking heard the that screech at 2 in the morning.
Have you thought about rules yet? Or is it too early?
I mean, there's rules. You always have rules.
What time does he have to be home?
He's out with his friends. Like, no later than midnight, young man.
Listen, you live in the city. Things start earlier there.
It's weird because I do see like really little kids like fucking hanging out by themselves. I'm like, where are your parents?
Doing drugs in the basement, probably.
I guess. I mean, my girlfriend told me she took my son out to a local playground by us, and there was a guy with his son at the playground, and somebody comes up and it's like, "Hey, Jesse," to the father, and he's like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" She sees them wander away, while the kid's playing at the playground. They start dealing drugs.
Wow.
I mean, the guy's got to make a living.
That's a good cover. A lot of things going on at those playgrounds, I hear.
Yeah, and listen, you got a kid with you. Police aren't really going to hassle you. They're not going to say, "What are you doing here?" Just hanging out at the playground.
Like an orphan? How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Was the cop going to kill him?
Well, if he's in jail...
You're not an orphan, then. That's you do worse. Have parents.
Having your parents in jail is way worse than having your parents die.
No, because when you're in jail, you'll get out eventually. When you're dead, you're not going to come back to life.
Really?
My dad's a zombie. He's back.
I don't
know.
No,
really. Yeah. Yeah, really. That's how it works.
I don't know.
When you're dead, you're dead.
I'd say
no. They come back sometimes. Remember that movie, Sometimes They Come Back?
Aren't we had an argument about that? You told me it was a TV movie, which it is. And I'm like, no, it isn't.
Yeah,
it's a theatrical release.
I'm like, no, it's a TV movie.
We started having fisticuffs over it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you like being wrong.
Do I?
You must. You're wrong enough. You're wrong enough that you make a huge deal when I'm wrong. That's how you know you're wrong a lot. When you're like, aha! You're wrong, Mark!
I enjoy the taste, sweet taste of victory, Mark. How about that?
You can enjoy the sweet taste of my balls.
I doubt it. I'm sure it's a little salty. Sitting in your drawers all day. It was 75 degrees today.
It was pretty warm. It's nice.
That's all over with, though.
I don't need a fucking weather report. What, we got nothing to talk about?
Hey,
cold out.
Pretty nice. The winter's coming. Did you put plastic on your windows? No.
No, I've never done that. Which I'm sure would save... they say it saves, the heating costs and shit. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Oh, so this is a totally different topic.
It's not about heat.
I was at work last week or the week before, and I got a can of Pepsi out. And I started eating my sandwich, and I was, doing my work on the computer.
I thought you had a can of Pepsi, and I was eating a sandwich?
And then I go, well, bold, this is my lunch.
Okay.
So I go out and grab my, like, I'm thirsty, I'm going to go open up my can of Pepsi. It was already open and half drank.
Wait a minute. So someone at your job opened up your can and drank it?
No, because I just took it out of my lunchbox. Somehow, I forgot that I opened it.
Wait a minute. So, at some point, you opened up a can of Pepsi.
Moments before, most likely. Like 2 minutes before then. And for some reason, my brain didn't... Like, it must have been such a automated thing. Like, I hope I don't have early Alzheimer's or something. Because I was totally surprised that it was open and drank already. I'm like...
But then you put it back in your lunchbox?
No, I was just surprised. It was up on the counter. Like, I took it out, and in my head, what I thought I remembered doing was just put it up on the desk... And then, I was going to open it up in a couple minutes. But what actually happened is I opened it up right away and took a sip, apparently.
Are you sure you did?
Dude, you can't have an open can in your lunchbox. It'll be spilled all over the place.
Yeah, but what if you put it out and someone else drank some of it? You know that goes on so often.
I didn't get up, dude. It was on my desk.
What if someone walked by?
I'm not that zoned out.
I don't know. But that goes on at my job where... People you'll leave something in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, I heard that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. And then people just start eating shit just because they feel like it. Like, oh, there wasn't a name on it. Oh, that was there for 2 days. I'm eating it. People don't give a fuck. Like, I'm hungry. I see some food there. I'm going to eat it. Obviously, did somebody write this is communal fucking, pasta? Go ahead and eat it. Oh, this box of pizza is for everyone? No, obviously, you put something in the fridge. It belongs to someone. But people are pieces of shit, so they'll just go ahead and take it.
So you can put your name on it.
They don't care. If they're not going to get caught doing something, they'll do it.
That's why I don't bring things I need to put in the fridge. I have a
I have a
cooler lunchbox. I put my sandwich in there with a can of pop and yogurt, and it keeps everything cold. Like, I don't even need an ice pack because all that stuff is cold.
Yeah, I will not bring food to work that needs to be heated up. So, like, there's no microwave time. I leave my cooler in the car because that's where I take my break. I will not sit with everyone, in the break room. I just go to my car, hang up on myself.
You're the bell of the ball there.
You said that before, the bell of the ball. That's the last time you're going to say it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's the name of our new podcast, The Bells of the Ball.
Or The Balls of the Bell.
It's a party podcast.
Well, we're huge
parties. Wouldn't that be a good podcast? Maybe. Where you're at the party and you just, people come by and, like, you talk to people. I guess you'd have a lot of drunks. But you could goof on them.
Actually, that would be interesting. Not like an everyday thing.
Yeah.
First of all, how do we organize a party? Or how would we get invited to a party? Very unlikely.
Well, I don't want a party because are you okay over there?
No, I'm not.
Dude, use the cough button.
We don't have
one. Turn your microphone off when you cough.
Does that make a lot of noise?
Not really.
No, but you hear the on and off.
Well, you have two options. Cough in the microphone and annoy people, or turn it off so that we'll hear that little click.
And annoy
people.
Or
turn around or away.
I did.
It sounded to me like you're your mouth around the microphone.
No, sometimes when you get that tickle in your throat and it's like uncontrollable, you can't not cough?
Mm-hmm.
I just had that. I hate that.
There's only one way you can scratch that tickle.
Does it include blowing you?
Yes.
All right. Odds are it wouldn't scratch. It wouldn't scratch that itch.
It might.
Wouldn't reach.
You put a ribbed condom on.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I ever saw a ribbed condom, I was really
confused.
No, I was just
mystified. No. I'm trying to help you.
Well, you're making me forget what I was gonna say.
Ribbed condom. First time you seen it.
I know that.
Okay.
I was really you know, what do you call it?
Aroused. Now you're asking for help.
Disappointed in it, because I picture a ribbed condom like a huge spikes all over, like big rubber spike, like one of those like those balls that you buy with that like they're like the rubber like things, you know, like tentacles.
You want them to invent a barbed wire condom or something? No.
But you know, a ribbed condom, you could barely even tell it's ribbed unless you really look at it closely. Like, it's not as ribbed as I thought it would be.
What were you expecting, though?
I mean, studded, too. Studded, I thought, would be like, you know, big, huge studs on there.
You know what? I don't think I've ever used a novelty condom like those things.
A ribbed condom isn't a novelty.
No, but you know what I mean?
It comes in the value pack, if you buy the value pack.
I've only ever used straight, you know.
The value pack had, like, they have, like, two regular ones with maybe a spermicide, then they have the ultra thin. And then they got the ribbed, and then sometimes they put those numbing ones in there.
Yeah, no, no.
Which is shit, because last thing you want is your penis to be numb.
Never use any of that shit. Like I said, regular condoms, that's it.
Fired, you don't even use regular condoms.
Well, that's why I've only used the regulars, because the few times that I've used condoms, that's what I've had. I'm not I was never a regular condom.
They got new ones. Like, they got the Icy Hot ones. They got the For Her Pleasure.
Icy Hot? That's for my back. It's for my bad back. I have to have a dude fuck my back?
No.
Back's killing me. Come on, Fred.
Fire and Ice, they call it, I think.
Oh.
They even sell now they get to sell the ones with vibrators, too.
That I use. I put that little rubber ring on.
You use that?
One time.
I got one, and I never use it.
You know what? I really don't think it fucking did anything.
You know? For you, yeah.
No, I don't think it did anything for her either.
Yeah, but if you would have to like sit there for a while, because if you're thrusting, it'd be times where it's not.
Yeah, even, it's like
for
the most part, it's barely even in contact. I really don't think it really did much. I just got it. Yeah, I'll try.
You need one of those long ones like they put on the toys where it's always touching it.
Long what?
Like, you know how you buy the vibrator or whatever?
The vibrator toy?
And it's got the thing on top. That for clitoral stimulation, it's longer, so it's always just touching it.
That's funny. I've never bought a vibrator before, so you'll have to let me know.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I've never bought
like
one.
It looks like a shaft, and then on top, it's got like this little
vibrator
rubber,
expert.
Longer rubber one. You've seen it on the erotic shop show.
I guess if you say so, man. I mean, you know.
All right, play stupid. Go ahead, idiot. Man, you annoy me.
Man. Tell me more about when you buy vibrators. How much do they cost?
Vibrators.
You just said you did.
Why would I buy a vibrator?
Why would you?
I've been with girls who make you use the vibrator on them.
Because they're not... Do you feel insulted? You're not man enough. Here, use this.
No, I had a girl who needed... Like, she needed to be pleasured as well. And she would take forever. Like 20 or... It would take like 20 or 30, 40
years.
Minutes for to get off, and like I'm not lasting that long, and plus like she's like oral sex doesn't do it for me, fingering doesn't do it for me. You gotta use my toy.
Punch it
the only thing you can use is like my toy. And it's like it would take forever, and I'd be like, I'm bored, I gotta go to sleep, I can't sit here all night. And now she's dead, so
she got hers. Yeah. You fucking killed her ass good.
So you know that's what happens if you
fuck with Klein, you die.
Listen,
that's what happens.
Don't use vibrators, they'll kill you. It's clinical. I did a clinical study.
Yeah, the one girl you use a vibrator on, dead. You can't get more scientific than that.
100%. Studies have shown.
You know the funny thing is? That's what scientists do. That's why studies are bullshit. They mean nothing. Fucking ask a couple people questions. Hey, look, everyone did this, so hey, that's what it is. Well, you know, it turns out scientists in Sweden did blah, 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 and it turns out beer makes you live 10 years longer.
So you wouldn't want to be a scientist?
I don't know. I don't know how much they get paid.
If I was better at math, I'd be a scientist. I told you.
You've said it on occasion. What do you think they what do they make? You think they make good money?
Well, it depends if you're in the private sector or the. I heard on Ghostbusters that they pay you more in the private sector, but they require results. On Ghostbusters, he said that.
Well, listen, if it was in Ghostbusters, it must be true.
Of course.
I'm gonna have to do some research. I'm curious about like what scientists make.
I feel like if I was a scientist, I'd be really arrogant because I just feel like I was smarter than everyone, and they're all doing like simpleton tasks, and they're not even helping humanity in any way.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I'm curing diseases, you fuck.
Dude, if you're a scientist, you'd be like inventing a new kind of cock ring.
Someone's got to invent that shit.
Yeah, so don't be all high and mighty.
Depends. Well, that's an aside. That's my side scientist job.
Inventing new sex toys.
You know, I use the lab in after hours. Like, the boss lets me on the sly to do studies.
Oh, wait.
Clinical trials, I think they call them.
How about a hollow vibrator? So you could put your penis in it and do a chick at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already invented...
It's not covering the whole penis. Just, you know, like half. Like the bottom half. It's like an extended cock ring. Mm. So it's a vibrator that it's never losing contact with the vagina.
We call it a sheath.
Exactly. The iron sheath.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, just invented it.
Write that down.
Iron sheath. I didn't say it right. Iron sheath.
We'll open up your whole store. We'll have your stripper smock on there. That.
No one knows what a stripper smock
my
is anymore.
My condom briefs. I'm telling you, condom briefs are the way to go. You wear them all day or before your date. There's no transitional period where you have to like, hold on, let me grab. You know, you just got them on. They don't. It's not going to fall off.
Well, you can wear them with my cock pants invention, if you recall that.
I told you my briefs were better. And then you could put the sheath on over that if you wanted to.
That's too many layers. It's not that cold out.
And you can wear the apron so the perfume doesn't get on you, so your lady doesn't know that you were...
fucking her?
But you have this big briefcase. Like, what's that? Oh, it's my sheath and my briefs.
I got a whole kit. Don't worry about it.
Why is your sex kit out?
Bring it with me everywhere. You never know.
Yeah, here's a tip. Tip of the day before we go. Have two sex kits. One for home, one for play.
That is true. And if you'd like to purchase your own sex kit, go through the Amazon link at our site, hotshotwizkids.com.
We might have to get an Adam and Eve one because I don't think they sell that stuff on Amazon.
Probably not.
Yeah, whatever. Check it out. Let us know.
Full Sods, Mindy Sods, shut up and watch the movie. It's all there.
You can comment on any of the shows, so just go to the site. Let us know what you think.
Tell us how we're losing it.
Or tweet us, or Facebook us, or call Mark personally. He likes phone calls from people he doesn't know.
Yeah.
On odd hours of the day and night. So do it.
Join the bill collectors.
HotShowWizKids.com.